Item 003.
Next, Amendment 1A003 by Supervisors Stamper and Rainey.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This next amendment is in regards to the Community Business Development Partners Department. I feel there needs to be more attention and detail dedicated to this department. Currently, they are only contracting for 15 to 20 hours per week with an interim director, which is a scanty amount of time, and it portends a lack of importance dedicated to this department. So what I thought of doing is directing this department to go directly under the county executive. I give Don Tyler the benefit of the doubt because he does have two big departments that he is in charge of, and it may be a conflict of interest. In my opinion, it might be because he is the he does have the two largest contracting bodies in this Milwaukee County with procurement and architecture and engineering. So I don't know if that's the reason, but right now, to me, it's not enough attention and focus on this department. Okay, that's the first part. I have some information that I want to share with the committee. Let's see here. The comptroller recommended that this CBDP to fulfill its oversight mission overall at Milwaukee County Contracting. The office should be independent and report directly to the county executive. That was from the comptroller. The county executive himself told numerous times to the media and testified on the Wisconsin State Legislature during Act 14 deliberations that it was illegal for the department not to report to him. Abley and corporate counsel went directly to Washington to serve an opinion on this matter from attorney Joanne Robinson at USDOT. So, point two, Business Journal. I got some notes. Abley also opposed the proposal to give the county controller authority over the Community Business Development Partners Department. The department currently, under the county executive control, oversees participation by disadvantaged business enterprises or DBEs in county contracts. So, my point is that this department needs more detail, and if it's going to get that and it can't be under the county board's purview, then it needs to be under the county executive. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other discussion, Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm mulling over this amendment in as much as Act 14 did give the county executive control over this department. But nevertheless, there was a time when the county executive was the previous county executive, now governor, was not supportive and was not supportive in needed ways as it relates to the office. That's why the county board voted to take it away from him. So I will have the same attitude with respect to this county executive because these are small businesses, minority businesses, women businesses, and if they need the opportunity to grow and thrive just like middle size and big businesses. So I'm going to look forward to make sure that this office is as healthy as possible, given the staff that's there, that monies are there when they should be there, as long as I'm in office. And I've done that since I've been in office for 13 and a half years. So it's very specific as it relates to the narrative to the County Executive Office of Community Business Partners, but I'm going to make sure that the county executive knows that the county board is looking as to what the county executive is doing. As I said, I've been doing this for 13 and a half years, and as long as I'm in office, I will continue to do so. Just wanted to say that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think this is a great piece of legislation. I'd like to thank my colleagues for writing this up. During Act 14, a number of us were concerned about the impact that Community Business Development Partners Office would have if the control of that office was put under the county executive. And then also in looking at the way business is done in other municipal governments and for regulation for FAA and other things of that nature, it is standard to have it under the county executive, but directly under his office, not through the Department of Administration, as was set by the administration under the director. So I'm definitely supportive of this amendment and would like to be added as a co-sponsor.
So noted. Supervisor Stamper.
Yes, I'd like to move approval of this amendment, and I appreciate Supervisor Johnson's and Bowen's sentiments. And that is the purpose, Supervisor Johnson, to hold the county executive accountable for this department. Right now, I don't think it's being focused on or being given that much attention on. So I'd like to try this effort, to hold the county executive accountable and to hold this department accountable. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Dr. Colton.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. This office does report to the county executive. The county executive plays a role in the strategic planning for this office also. The reason it is placed under the Department of Administrative Services is to insulate it from politics and to give it some independence from that. And we looked at other offices of DBE around the country, and this is a common practice that it's placed either in procurement or in other administrative services. So this is done in most other places this way.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, if it were placed in procurement, I'd have a lot more work to do because since I've been here, there's been an ongoing battle with respect to procurement and that office in whichever form it's been identified. So I'm just saying, Dr. Colton, that if it is placed in procurement, there's going to be a lot of discussion. There's going to be a lot of consternation about it because that will not work. Not under the ordinances that we have, it will not work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion on this? Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry to add one thing I should have stated earlier. The reason we decided not to put in procurement is because of concerns the board voiced, and that's why it is under the Department of Administrative Services, not procurement.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I probably can be supportive of this. I mean, we can't tell the county executive how he's going to operate his shop. And if he basically wants Don Tyler and Das to work primarily with community development business partners, that's the way he's going to conduct his office. What it does, I think, in my mind, is to take the flow chart and show that at least with regard to the board, this is a position that reports directly to the county executive, even if the county executive has him working with the DOS director and not directly with him. It at least does, in a flow chart, give it that importance. For the symbolic importance of that, I can support this.
Any more discussion? If not, we had a motion, right? So would you take the roll on Supervisor Stanford's motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Temporarily excused?
Aye.
Oh, back.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, aye. 0 noes. The motion to approve Amendment 1A003 is approved.